First of all, I want to remind you that tomorrow is Memorial Day. Mass will be at 9 a.m. Good day to pray for those who have suffered and died in the service of our country. Also, this coming Saturday at the 4:30 Mass, we will honor Father Lou for the 60th anniversary of his ordination. Father Rosario, who has been our parochial vicar and who is now going to become the pastor of St. Paschal, and Father Josh, who has been our administrator. We want to give them thanks to all of them, and there'll be a reception in St. Joseph Hall after Mass. We know we don't do receptions very often, and that's a little, yeah. Anyhow, so we encourage you to come to that on Saturday at 4:30. Grandma was walking along the beach with her grandson, and it was a very pleasant day, and all of a sudden, a huge wave comes and sweeps the grandson right out to sea. And Grandma, oh my God, oh please, God, please bring him back. Please, his parents will kill me. Please bring him back. Please, please, please bring him back. Another wave comes, and he's right there next to Grandma, not even wet. And she looks up to heaven and says, and he was wearing a hat. Sometimes, like Grandma, we can be a little short-sighted and not be mindful of all that God has done for us. Today we have two descriptions of the descent of the Holy Spirit. And the fact that John and Luke speak differently is not a problem, because this is the same Holy Spirit, and this has come down in different ways, and it expresses a reality that Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, ascension, and the descent of the Holy Spirit are basically one event. It's a Paschal mystery. And we can't divide the various parts of it. It's one event. And it shows us the love that God has for all of us and for each of us. God so loves us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he would not allow death and sin to have the last word. And so the Father sends the Son willingly to become one of us, to show us the depth of God's love for each of us, that Jesus should die and rise again, and that we could live in him, and that Jesus would be with us forever in this world by the power of the Holy Spirit. And what's this mean? It means that we have a responsibility to proclaim that same truth to the world. One of the ways we can do that is by being peacemakers. What Jesus said to the apostles when he appeared on Easter Sunday was, "Peace be with you." We have to be peacemakers. We have to seek to reconcile what we can, to bring relationships back to where they ought to be. Another thing that Pentecost means to us is that we are to be forgiving. It's not incidental that when Jesus sends the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, he says, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." Forgiveness is essential. And it's important for us to remember that as God has forgiven us, we have to be forgiving. And it's important to remember what forgiveness is. And one thing to remember is one of the things one of my seminary professors used to say is that it's always better to assume ignorance rather than malice. In other words, when somebody hurts us, it's better to assume that they did so out of ignorance or thoughtlessness rather than that they tried to hurt us. But whether they tried to hurt us or not, they hurt us, and forgiveness is an act of the will. Doesn't mean we forget, but but it means at very least that we pray for those who have hurt us sincerely and ask God to give those people who have hurt us what God knows they need. We don't pray that God strikes them down. We ask God to give them what he knows they need in his great love for them, not what we think they ought to have. And we ask God to help us to be merciful to those people, because those people are still our brothers and sisters. We also have to remember that we have to seek forgiveness ourselves. We have hurt people, hopefully not because we hate them, but we have hurt people nonetheless. And it's not enough for us to say, I'm sorry, because it can mean nothing. If you don't like it tough, I'm sorry. That means nothing. That means we say instead, please forgive me. And not to try and explain, well, the reason I did this was this. No. Simply say, please forgive me. We have to ask the Lord for the grace to be forgiving. We have to remember to seek God's mercy and to ask God to forgive us, because we have sinned. And the greatest thing somebody has done against me, the smallest thing I have done to offend God. So we ask God to forgive us, especially in the sacrament of penance. He forgives us as soon as we ask him, if we ask him sincerely and humbly. We ask the Lord to help us because he loves us and loves each of us, and he will forgive us. And we ask him to help us respond with charity and mercy to those around us, that we may proclaim the truth of the good news, that Jesus died and rose again, and that he sent his Holy Spirit upon us. We ask God for the grace to help us live the fullness of his life here in this world, God's life within us, sanctifying grace, that we may bear witness boldly to the truth of the good news, that we may live here in this world in the fullness of God's love, that we may have the fullness of that life forever in the world to come.